This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. defense officials tell VOA that the United States has struck Iranian-backed proxies in Iraq in response to a series of attacks against U.S. and coalition forces in recent days. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
According to VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb, the strike came shortly after Iranian-backed militants attacked Ayn al-Assad Air Base in western Iraq with one-way attack drones. The base was also targeted on Saturday by a barrage of ballistic missiles launched from inside Iraq. While most of the missiles were shot down, Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder said those that landed on base caused traumatic brain injuries in four U.S. personnel. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday said the clear and repeated rejection of the two-state solution at the highest levels of the Israeli government is unacceptable as he appealed for more aid access throughout Gaza.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
He told the council the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian enclave was appalling, and the people of Gaza not only risk being killed or injured, but relentless bombardments. They also run a growing chance of contracting infectious diseases like hepatitis, dysentery, and cholera. South Korea's military says North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Western Sea as it continues a streak of weapons testing in the face of deepening nuclear tensions with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Wednesday that the U.S. and South Korean militaries were analyzing those launches. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump has easily won the New Hampshire primary. He was swept the opening contest for the Republican presidential nomination and delivered a fresh setback to his last major rival, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Trump's margin of victory Tuesday is still coming into focus, but it is clear that he will hold on. The Republican Party hasn't wavered despite the multiple criminal cases he's facing. The results are disappointing for Haley, but she vowed to stay in the race, declaring it's far from over. Trump bragged about following up his Iowa win with a victory in New Hampshire, but also repeatedly insulated Haley, declaring, "Let's not have someone take a victory when she has a very bad night." Costa Rica is facing a surge in violence in the once tranquil, tourist-friendly country. Its homicide rate has soared 40% in the last year alone, a surge in violence so striking its government is borrowing a page from nearby El Salvador. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday promised $45 million in additional financing to help tackle security challenges in coastal West Africa. Ivory Coast is one of several West African countries affected by insurgencies that took root in Mali in 2012. They've spread across the Sahel despite costly internationally backed efforts at containment. Tuesday's funding announcement supplements $300 million the U.S. has already invested in coastal West Africa over the past 2 years.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting, and Rachel Faber on Costa Rica's violence.
Costa Rica's newfound openness to such measures underlines the regional popularity of Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele's draconian tactics to take on the expansion of drug cartel activity. His suspension of constitutional rights, which among other things allows police to indefinitely detain suspected gang members without the right to a lawyer, has elicited strong condemnation by human rights campaigners. Adopting similar tactics would be a radical shift for Costa Rica, where many in Congress cleave to a more caring approach to crime prevention. But even among those ranks, whispers of support for tougher policies are growing.
Reuters, Rachel Faber. A man has been convicted and arrested, I should say, hours after he claimed responsibility for starting a building fire in South Africa last year that killed 76 people while trying to get rid of the body of someone he had killed. The man's apparent confession came as a shock when he was testifying in an ongoing inquiry into the cause of the fire. South African media reports of the testimony said that he testified that he had strangled a man in the basement of the rundown apartment complex before setting his body on fire. Police later Tuesday said they had arrested a 29-year-old man in connection with the fire after he had confessed to being involved. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.